The Adventures of Tintin by Hergé, dramatized by Simon Eastwood. 6. The Red Sea Sharks, Part 2.
To the editor from Tintin, famous boy reporter. Subject, slave trading. A chance meeting with my old friend General Alcazar had led Captain Haddock and myself to the heart of an illegal aircraft smuggling operation. With a guide at our side, the Captain Snowy and I were traveling through Chemed to the secret hideaway of our friend, Emir Ben Kalish Ezab, who had just been deposed by the rebel leader, Sheikh Babalair. But now, there was a price on our heads, and the rebel forces were closing in.
Black Panther calling base. Black Panther calling base, over.
Hello, this is base, Black Panther, go ahead, over.
Mission accomplished. Enemy wiped out.
Sheikh Babalair's headquarters, Mul Pasha speaking. Ah, Colonel Ahmed.
What is the care?
Mission accomplished. Excellent. The two armored cars destroyed? Congratulations. Oh, real aces, your pilot. What? You didn't say armored cars? I ordered it. You bungling oaf. They were our armored cars. Only the horsemen were to be wiped out.
And so, finally, and miraculously, we arrived at Emir Ben Kalish's secret hideaway, a magnificent Roman temple hewn from the mountains of the Jebel.
Tintin, Captain, you here! It is unbelievable. Welcome to my humble dwelling.
This is humble, blistering barnacles. I've had to see what he calls palatial.
Immediately, we informed the Emir that his incorrigible son, Abdullah, was in the safe hands of Nestor back at Marlin Spike Hall.
And I'm quite sure that my little sugar plum has been a little ray of sunshine.
Ray of sunshine? More like a thundering flame, sir.
But the reason for our precarious journey was to get to the bottom of the aircraft smuggling operation and to find out what set off the dispute between the airline Arab Air and the Emir.
Arab Air, the dogs. They will pay dearly for their treachery. I gave them permission to establish a base at Wad Hesta, an important link on the route to Mecca, only to discover that they were using the route as a cover for slave trading.
Slave trading, no less. It was too frightful to even think of. The Emir told us that he had threatened to reveal to the world this despicable operation, and so in turn, Arab Air stirred up trouble around the country. And thanks to their support, Sheikh Babalair had seized power.
But it won't be long. I'll throw him out, that mangy dog, that stinking hyena, that slimy serpent.
But who owns Arab Air, Emir?
Huh? It is owned by the Marquis de Gorgonzola.
Arab Air belongs to de Gorgonzola.
Indeed it does. De Gorgonzola, shipping magnate, newspaper proprietor, radio, television and film tycoon.
Whiskey distributor.
Dealer in pearls, gunrunner, hamburger salsa.
And of course, illegal aircraft smuggler. So, it was de Gorgonzola who had bought the mosquitoes from Dawson and made the revolution possible. And all this for the purpose of maintaining his dreadful traffic in slaves. Now, with the freedom of the airways and waterways, he could expand his dastardly business. We had to stop him. And so, with the Emir's assistance, the Captain Snowy and I boarded a Sambuk, bound for Mecca. I had a feeling that our adventures were only just beginning. Unfortunately, I also had a feeling that our movements had not gone unnoticed.
Well, Snowy, old boy, I get the feeling this is going to be our most dangerous adventure yet.
In that case, we'd better start praying. Which way's Mecca?
What's the joke, Captain?
I was thinking about last night when we were boarding this old tub. Those tuppenny-halfpenny coast guards who spotted us, they soon started galloping in the opposite direction we started shooting.
Yes, unfortunately, they'll have made a report, in which case...
What are you afraid of? They'll send a squadron of battleships after us?
Not that, certainly, but...
But what?
Oh, over there, Captain. That's just what I feared.
Typhoons. Mosquitoes.
Quick, everyone. This is going to be hot. Everybody down!
Fire!
Here comes the second one. Oh, if only I had a gun. Thanks. Right.
It's him or us.
Hooray! I've knocked his engine out.
Well done, lad. He won't be coming back for a second.
And the other plane's sheared off. We're safe.
No. Don't speak too soon. Fire's uncontrollable.
The rowing boat, it's our only chapel. Great snakes, the crew have taken it and made off.
There's no time to waste. We must build a raft, or we'll be grilled alive.
No, but we haven't got time.
You forget you are with a haddock. Sea is my domain.
Whoa.
Well done, Captain. What a raft. You've certainly saved the day. At least for the time being.
Well, I'm not an old sea dog, but nothing more.
Hey, I'm the one around here who's the sea dog.
Millions of blue blistering barnacles. We've saved 2 cases of provisions and no Tintin. Oh, no, Tintin. I mean, there's no... drive you crazy.
What about throwing your knife?
What? Oh, yes.
Oh, look, Captain. What? Sharks.
This is the Red Sea. It's full of them.
Oh, I'm getting that sinking feeling.
The Scheherazade is certainly an exquisite ship. Absolutely marvellous.
Indeed, Princess. And what an enchanting host the Marquis de Gorgonzola has proved to be.
Yes, he is a true gentleman. Naturally, malicious tongues spread rumours that he has a shady past.
Oh, it's only to be expected that such luxury arouses envy. Envy is the privilege of the poor. More caviar.
No!
Hello? Hello? K6VM calling R3KO, Dover.
Powerful insects have stung the blue goat. Parasites 1 and 2 are in the bag. Over.
Understood. Over and out. Excellent. Mul Pasha has done well. We are rid of those 2 meddlers once and for all.
My lord?
What is it, Hornblower?
We've just spotted 2 shipwrecked sailors, my lord. Here, through my binoculars.
What? Rubbish. Give them to me.
They're making signals, my lord. 2 of them and a little dog.
By Lucifer. Tintin and the bearded sailor. So what was that message Mul Pasha was babbling on about?
Shall I alter course, sir?
Waste of time. They're just some more of those practical jokers who drift across the ocean in a nutshell for charity, you know. Proceed on your course.
But my lord, Marquis...
I said proceed, Captain! Where should we be if we stop for all the ragtag and bobtail who put out to sea for fun? Proceed! Not a word of this to the passengers! You understand?
Where are you?
Here, what is it?
Castaways, my dear fellow. Out there, on the raft.
It's true, Marquis. Real castaways, how that again.
Yes, I know. I've just given orders for the captain to pick them up.
I've always dreamed of seeing real castaways. Will they smell, do you think?
Your wish is my command. Right, Lucifer. Listen carefully, Captain. My name is not to be mentioned in front of the castaways. In addition, I want you to remove them at once. My guests are too inquisitive and must have no contact with them.
Welcome, gentlemen, to the Scheherazade. I am Captain Hornblower.
How can we thank you, Captain? You've saved our lives.
Bella Madonna, can you believe it? It's Tintin and his friend, the deep-sea fisherman, Pardo.
Captain Fiore, quick, break down the ladder.
No, Captain, they pulled it up.
Art must embrace the children of adventure.
Not without a struggle.
In the name of the Marquis di Gorgonzola, welcome aboard, carissima mia.
Gorgonzola?
The cheese himself.
I am delighted to see you again. Again, my dear Padlock, Arok.
Pillock. Haddock.
I'm terribly sorry, Signora, but his lordship has given orders. These poor men are completely exhausted. And then there's the risk of infection, you know.
But, my good man, I am not ill.
Well, Parker, have you questioned them?
Yes, my lord, but if your lordship will pardon me, I think I should mention that Signora Castafer Fiore, who knows the 2 castaways, welcomed them in your lordship's name.
Diavolo! This changes everything. They can't stay on board. What's to be done? What indeed, unless... Unless... Get me my ship in charge.
Sir.
Yes, huh? That is the perfect solution.
Come in.
Sir, you must get dressed quickly, sir. You're in luck. We've met a merchantman bound for Mecca, just where you was mating for. Her master has agreed to take you aboard, sir.
Well, good. That's fine.
Welcome aboard the Ramona, shipmates.
Hello.
I'm first mate. I'll show you down to your cabins. Oh. This way, gentlemen, please.
Ah, this is the place for me. Back aboard a good old freighter. Any chance of a ration of rum?
I think I prefer the raft. This is filthy. Did we really come so close to the Gorgonzola? And if so, why did he want us out of the way as soon as possible? That's what's troubling me.
No, love of whiskey, why should it trouble you, Dad? You should be relieved.
Here we are, gentlemen. Your cabin.
Oh, well, thank you, my friend.
The skipper will be down to see you soon. He'll bring you your whiskey himself.
What the... Hey, you lovely scoundrels of ours!
What idiots we are!
Oh, quiet now, we really are in the doghouse.
Open up, fluttering turtles! Open up, you ill-mannered savage!
Well, well, you old drunkard.
Alan!
Captain, Alan to you. Bottle nose. This is a happy reunion, eh, me old walking distillery? Haven't seen you since the day of the crab with the golden claws. Reminds you of old times, eh, except I am captain now, and you're not. Let's have a drink on it.
Alan, what's going on? How have we...
Ended up here? Yeah. Quite simply. I come on one of G. Gorgonzola's freighters. You put on weight, Captain.
And may we inquire what you plan to do with us?
If you're sensible, you'll be put ashore, but not at Mecca, at Wadesda.
That's murder. Sheikh Babalair has put a price on our heads.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, dear boy. That's enough talk. Here, drink to my health. Don't forget we're in the Red Sea, and there are no shortage of sharks. You get me? Now, like a big-hearted chap, I'll leave this bottle to console you, and we dock the day after tomorrow. So, you've plenty of time to solve one important question. Captain, do you sleep with your beard under or over the sheet?
Over the sheet. Down. Under the sheet. Down. Over the sheet. Down. Under. Down. Blistering particles. Confounded beer. The BL's in up with the bedclothes. Too hot anyway. Ah. Now for some sleep. Dreaming already. Hey. No dream. No shouts. They're stampeding. The engines have stopped. That's real enough. Up we get.
Trolling! What are you doing?
Oh, I forgot I was on the top bunk. Get up, lad. I think that bunch of rats are abandoning ship.
Oh, great sex. You could be right, Captain.
Open up, thundering typhoons. Open up before I get violent.
Captain, this sea chest. Yeah. Let's try and force the door open.
Good idea.
One, two, three.
The ship's on fire!
What a storm! Oh, look, Captain, the rowing boat! The crew are getting away!
I'm getting a sense of deja vu!
Pilot! Billy Masters! Murder!
What do we do now?
Follow me! We'll probably find a raft up top.
We obviously have a vocation for shipwrecks!
Listen, partners, there are people in the hold!
Who are you below there?
Please!
We can't abandon
them.
Try and put out the blaze. Quick, the hoses. Nothing else can save us.
And them.
Uh-oh. Oh, yes, it can.
Oh, what a wait!
Oh, great snake! I was nearly washed overboard!
For a moment, I was doing the doggy factor!
Oh, but look! What? The fire's out! The wave, what a stroke of luck!
Oh, that's incredible!
Right, level those poor fellows below, Captain.
First of all, we've got to restart the engine. Otherwise, this ship is at the mercy of the sea. You go up on the bridge and take the wheel, boy.
That was no joke alone, I can tell you. But she's underway at last.
Oh, magnificent, Captain.
Great typhoons. The reason our fine friends decided to abandon us was the small matter of a full load of ammunition I found in the forward hole. One lick from a flame, and this ship would have been blown sky high.
Well, how thoughtful of them. Mm. Talking of which, I think it's high time we went down and released those poor fellows in the hold.
Oh.
Mystery Barnabas, be quiet. I cannot hear myself think.
My brother!
Please do not be angry, Captain. My brothers and I do not know if you mean us harm or not.
Well, we don't. Captain Allen and his thugs are bolted. I am the captain of the ship now. The name is Haddock.
But that is a fish's name.
Indeed it is, indeed it is. Now, listen to me. What are you doing on this ship?
We thought we were going to Mecca, Captain. We are Muslims. We are making a pilgrimage to the tomb of the Prophet.
Fine, fine. So what were you doing in the hold?
Captain Allen put us there. At first, he offered us free passage if we worked the ship for him. But once we set sail, he locked us in the hold.
Now I'm beginning to understand.
Now. You still want to make your pilgrimage?
You want us to go to Mecca with Rainbow?
But of course.
So be it. Man the pumps, boys. To Mecca we'll go.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, that boy. Well, I see Mecca new.
Well, Tintin, old chap.
In 2 days, those fellas have taken to sailing like...
Fish to water?
Fish to water, yes. Well, now, look here. At this man. If my reckoning is correct, we should soon sight Jeddah, the port for Mecca.
To think, if it hadn't been for that fire, those poor fellows would have been slaves by now.
Oh, you don't believe they were going to be sold as slaves, do you?
If the Emir was telling the truth, and I'm afraid that was to be their fate.
You've been reading too many thrillers. There's no slave trading nowadays.
Well, tell me, Captain, is there any coal on board?
What are you talking about?
Well, look what I've just found on the table here.
Yeah.
Part of a radio message. De Gorgonzola to Captain Ramona. Deliver coal to the El Caid at Jeddah.
But blistering barnacles.
Captain! Captain!
Yes?
Come on, look. A ship is approaching you.
A ship?
Sundance! Sailor, what a climb this is! Here we are! Captain Allen is aboard!
Captain Allen? Finished. Go on. I am the captain now.
Ah, you have replaced him. Good. Now, is the coal of best quality this time?
Yes, what's all this nonsense about coal, thundering typhoons? There's no coal on board.
No coal on board. You, boy, come here.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you. strong muscles, good. And teeth. Come on, open up your mouth, animal!
What did you call me?
What do you think you're doing?
Yes, not bad. Teeth quite sound.
Get your hands off me, you scum!
Listen here. This man is not a horse, nor a slave.
Quiet! You must not say that. Coal is the word, as you well know.
Just as I thought.
Tintin was right.
There are still slave traders, and that's exactly what you are. Scum!
Get your hands off
you me! You traveler in human flesh!
I am quite happy to deal in yours, Captain.
He's going to stab the captain.
Yes.
Watch out, Captain!
Oh, no, no, get the dog away from me!
Careful, Snowy.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
Well done. I've got the brute now. That was a lucky escape, Captain.
Yes, yes, thanks to you.
My pleasure.
At last, some action, and not before time.
Now, you cutthroat, get off this ship, Viper, and make sure you don't cross my path again.
By the beard of the prophet, you will pay dearly.
Yes. Was. That's all you're good for. Well, I'll have some more for good measure. Baboon, Carmichella, Paranoi, Pogmoth, Cannibal, Duck-billed Platypus, Jelly Deal, Bash-Eye Bazook, and... Give her niggers!
That's no good, Captain. He's too far away now.
That's what you think.
It was clear now that we had to alter course. For if we got at Jidda, we would surely be overpowered and our Muslim friends doomed to slavery. So, we set a new destination, Djibouti, a haven for us all, and beyond the clutches of the Gorgonzola. Time was not on our side, and I knew that with his precious cargo on board, the Gorgonzola would stop at nothing to eliminate us.
Up, periscope.
Up, periscope.
Ah, there she is, the Ramona, floating like a sitting duck. Shark to Albatross, do you read me? Over.
The Gorgonzola speaking, I read you loud and clear. Over.
Ramona in sight. I await your orders, sir. Over.
You know my orders, Commander. Proceed with them immediately.
Love us, Colonel. All the dawn. This is the life for me.
Why did I ever give it up?
Oh, look. Periscope. Periscope! Thundering typhoons! A periscope! Action station! Fire! SOS! No panic! It's only a submarine!
We're almost within range. They don't know what's in store for them. This won't take long to settle. Stand by, number one tube.
Number one tube, standing by.
SOS! SOS! SS Ramona calling. Unidentified submarine in immediate vicinity. We fear the worst. This is our position. We are 30 miles due south of Daha Kabir Island. SOS! SOS!
Torpedo to port!
Oh, do stop giving yourself orders, Captain.
On, go.
You are SS Los Angeles to SS Ramona. Your SOS received. We are coming to your assistance. We'll be with you as soon as possible. Over.
SS Ramona calling. Message gratefully received. Submarine obviously belongs to the slave traders. Their leader is the Marquis de Gorgonzola. Now aboard MS Scheherazade, cruising in the Red Sea. Over.
Message received and understood. Hey, put your feet up, boys. The cavalry are on their way.
Torpedo to Shabbat! Thundering typhoon! Out of port! Out of port!
Still talking to yourself, Adam?
Ah, she missed us again.
Oh, great! Snakes! They can't have hit us, can they? Quick, onto deck!
Look, Tintin, they're dropping depth charges.
Oh, you're right. They haven't hit us at all. Yes, overhead. U.S. Navy seaplane.
Everybody moves there from the Los Angeles Regime.
Minutes later, the dastardly submarine surfaced waving the white flag. But what of the Gorgonzola? Our new prisoners gave us some fascinating information.
Come on, you landlubbers. Who put you up to it? Was it Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
What's so funny?
By Gorgonzola, you really mean the magnificent Greek shipping tycoon, Rastopopoulos.
Rastopopoulos, of course. So it was my oldest adversary that was behind it all. The Captain Snowy and I, along with our crew, boarded the USS Los Angeles, and the following morning, the Scheherazade was in our sights.
The cruiser Los Angeles, my Lord Marquis. She's just flashed a signal ordering us to heave to. If not, they'll open fire.
All right, Captain. Stop the engines and launch my barge. I'll go myself and tell those insolent cowboys what I think of their manners.
Ha! They've obeyed us. Excellent. What are they doing now?
It looks as if they're hoisting out a launch. And Rastopopoulos is going aboard alone.
Steering towards us.
Well, what else do you want him to do?
To have the nerve to come and brazen it out.
Oh, but what's happening now? He's slowing up. He's stopping. Has he broken down? Oh, great snakes. He's sinking. He's sinking.
There's nothing we can do to it. Look, sharks in the circle.
Oh. He who lives by the sword dies by it. Perhaps it's a fitting end. Come on, Captain. Let's get cleaned up.
Emil Bekalish restored to power in Hennet. War surplus stocks were acquired by Dawson and sold to Rastopopoulos.
Acquisitions appeal. Belvedere demands international control of mega pilgrimage transport.
Again, Tintin, the famous reporter, has wrecked the schemes of one of the most dangerous criminals of our time, Rastopopoulos. But will the Red Sea surrender the body of this trafficker in human lives, or will he never surface, destined instead to be food for sea worms and sharks?
That's done, Dietrich. Little did you think, my friends, that inside this launch I would install my very own mini submarine. Just you catch me now.
Oh, what a joy to be home again.
Oh, yes. And to have one's feet back on solid ground.
Oh, yes. And to have one's stomach back on solid food.
Oh, sir, how glad I am to see you back, sir.
My poor Nestor, you've lost so much weight. Oh,
I fear that Master Abdullah's visit was not very good for me. But things are better now, and his retinue have departed yesterday.
Oh, poor Nestor, a real demon, that Abdullah.
Oh, look, Captain, here's a note for you.
For me? My dear blistering barnacles, Papa wrote to me. I must go home. That's sad because it is fun at Malmesbury. With love to Madala. Ah, very sweet, eh?
Oh, Nestor, you've just been fussing about a little childish mischief.
But, sir...
No, Nestor, where's the professor?
The last time I saw him, sir, he was on a pair of motorized roller skates.
Ah, there you are, Cuthbert. And another inventor.
Active suspension? No, not quite. But I'm working on it. Watch this.
Thundering typhoons! When will the old goat grow up? Now, all I wish to do is to sit back in my old chair and... Billions blue blistering barnacles in a thundering typhoon. Another joke by that infernal child. Shall I never be left in peace? In peace! In peace!
The Red Sea Sharks Part 2 starred Richard Pearse as Tintin, Andrew Sachs as Snowy, Lionel Jeffries as Captain Haddock, and Stephen Moore as Professor Calculus. With Stephen Thorne as Rastopopoulos, Akin Mogaji as the slave leader, David Holt as Parker, Linda Polan as Castafiore, and Nigel Carrington as Mul Pasha. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Adventures of Tintin by Hergé have been dramatized by Simon Eastwood, the music is by Roger Lim, and the program is produced by John York.